This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Scottish composer John Lunn studied at Glasgow University before heading to MIT in Boston, where he studied computers in the early 1980s. He's been writing top-quality television and film music for the past 20 years, yet Lunn says he's most recognized for what he's been doing most recently.
If somebody says to me, you know, well, what do you do? I write music for TV. And, you mention Downton Abbey. Virtually everywhere, wherever you go in the world, everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. He said, oh, you do Downton Abbey. So that's, you know, quite a thing, I think.
If you're a fan, you're probably mourning the conclusion of season 3 of this Emmy Award-winning PBS period drama. Never fear, John Lunn says filming for season 4 is already underway, and there are wonderful storylines developing for assistant cook Daisy, Edith, the middle Grantham daughter, and for under-butler Thomas Barrow. In the meantime, you can enjoy the music of this Emmy Award-winning composer, which appears on Downton Abbey, the Essential Collection. You might think composing TV music would become routine or tiresome. John Lunn couldn't disagree more.
For me, you know, half my year is taken up doing it. And actually, it's a very, very happy project to work on. You know, I've got to know quite a few of the cast, which is also unusual for me. You know, I hardly ever get on set, but I've sort of taken over responsibility for the music. You know, for instance, I worked with Shirley MacLaine. You know, she had to sing a song in episode 1. I'm playing the piano, and in fact, although you don't see me, and unfortunately I hit the cutting room floor.
The cinematic quality of this series is one reason it's so appealing. John Lunn says he totally relies on those visual images while writing the music.
I never actually try and compose without looking at the picture. I never switch the dialogue off. You know, dialogue's hugely important. And actually, if you watch Downton Abbey, there's very few places where there's not dialogue. So I have to be very careful, and the music's very carefully manipulated around the dialogue.
As you listen to the music on Downton Abbey, the Essential Collection, you'll quickly recognize themes tied to each of your favorite characters.
Nothing to Forgive is the music that was used when Matthew goes down on his knee to propose to Mary. And in fact, it's very similar to music to a scene where they say goodbye to each other on the train station. And of course, they're not together, but the music was meant to give the audience a feeling that, you know, how stupid they were, not realizing that they ought to be together.
Lunn says there are also several themes for Mr. Bates, Lord Grantham's valet.
Damaged. It has a kind of slightly off-kilter sort of repeated piano. He kind of walks in a funny way, and the kind of repetitive sort of hesitant piano thing came out of that feeling. It was almost the way, because the first cue I ever had to write for Bates was about him, you know, walking with a walking stick. And so it has this very sort of hesitant feel, but there's also a kind of Celtic plaintive quality to it.
Then there's the main theme, which Lunn composed for the very first episode.
There's basically four elements to that tune. There's the train, there's the solo piano, there's a big romantic tune, and then there's the kind of stately chords almost that come out when you arrive at the house. But the other interesting thing was that the very next cue was about the house waking up. And in some ways the house was a bit like the train. It was like a well-oiled machine itself. Then I really knew that this was the kind of music which was really going to work for Downton Abbey.
It seems pretty much everything about Downton Abbey really works. John Lunn explains why.
Well, I think there always has been a thirst for, you know, for period drama. But normally it's always based on a book. And I think that's the great thing about Downton Abbey. You don't really know the twists and turns. And I think people are just kind of have become embroiled in those lives, and they want to know how their life works out. I think that's the key to it.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.